This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. An alliance of influential worker unions in Myanmar has called for an extended nationwide strike starting Monday with the intention of causing the, quote, full extended shutdown, end quote, of the country's economy in an attempt to stop a military coup. In a statement, nine labor organizations called on all Myanmar people to stop work in an effort to reverse the seizure of power by the military, which overthrew the civilian government February 1st. This comes as thousands of Myanmar anti-coup demonstrators defied a continued military crackdown Sunday and follows overnight raids in Yangon, in which an official from Aung San Suu Kyi's party reportedly was beaten to death and several others detained. Pope Francis heard Muslim and Christian residents in the ruined Iraqi city of Mosul tell of their lives under brutal Islamic State rule Sunday, blessing their vow to rise up from ashes and promising them, quote, fraternity is more durable than fratricide, end quote. Francis, on a historic first visit by a pope to Iraq, visited the northern city to encourage the healing of sectarian wounds and to pray for the dead of any religion. Earlier, he celebrated Mass with several thousand worshipers spread across a stadium, the largest liturgy of this trip to pandemic-hit Iraq. With vaccinations still extremely limited and fears the Mass could become a super-spreader event, authorities restricted attendance. The United States will do what it sees as necessary to defend its interests after a rocket attack last week against an Iraq airbase that hosts American, coalition, and Iraqi forces. This, according to U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Sunday. U.S. officials have said the incident fit the profile of a strike by Iran-backed militia. This is VOA News. Iran says it's prepared to take steps to live up to measures in the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as soon as the United States lifts economic sanctions on the country. President Hassan Rouhani added Sunday the country is ready to fulfill its commitment after the U.S., quote, abandons its policy of threats and pressure, end quote. Rouhani made the remarks as he received Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney amid diplomatic efforts to revive the landmark nuclear deal. Ireland is not party to the deal, but Dublin has the role of facilitator in the implementation of the nuclear agreement. A schoolboy was killed during a protest in southern Senegal over the weekend, officials said, as several days of unrest in the West African state take the death toll to five. A security official told AFP people were demonstrating Saturday against Wednesday's arrest of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko when the, quote, situation quickly deteriorated. Six people were seriously injured in clashes, the official said, on condition of anonymity. South Korea and the United States will conduct springtime military exercises this week, but the joint drill will be smaller than normal because of the coronavirus pandemic, Seoul said Sunday. The allies will begin a 9-day computer-simulated command post exercise Monday, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The combined drills are closely monitored by North Korea, which calls them a rehearsal for war. South Korea and the United States decided to move forward with the drills after, quote, comprehensively taking into consideration the COVID-19 situation, among other factors. The JCS notes the exercise is defensive in nature. Global players are gathering online starting Monday to brainstorm ways to rapidly boost vaccine production and fight a still virulent coronavirus that has hobbled the world for 14 months. Giving impetus to the meeting is a warning from the Geneva-based World Health Organization that the pandemic will not end unless poor countries can keep up with accelerating mass vaccination campaigns in rich nations. At least seven people died and three people were unaccounted for after floods caused by torrential rains in northwestern Algeria, the country's civil protection agency said. A 5-year-old boy and 12-year-old girl died after vehicles they were in were swept away, the agency said in a statement. U.S. President Joe Biden will sign an executive order to make it easier for Americans to vote to commemorate the 56th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday Civil Rights March when peaceful activists were attacked by police in the southern city of Selma, Alabama. Biden's move comes as several Republican-controlled state legislators push to curtail voting access. This is Diane Roberts.